We'll call to order the November 20th Monday meeting of the River Grove Water District, and it is 4:34. Public comment. Either of you two gentlemen have public comments?
I do.
Okay.
Do you want to go?
I don't.
Okay. I've never been on the Water District website looking at the reviews. And pulled up the reviews for the last 4 and 5 years.
Reviews of what? Reviews of what?
Pardon me?
Reviews of what?
Customer input. Customer
comments.
Input, comments,
okay.
And that type of thing.
And
off,
that is
off your website.
Off our website?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Thank you.
And also the a neighborhood blog site called Next Door.
Yeah. I'm familiar with that.
I wasn't promoted with it. So, just a few comments here. The water district, I am Alan Patterson, mm-hmm. 18926 Southwest Arrowwood Avenue, Lake Oswego. I've been here since 1974. The water district is not a sales organization actively looking for customers, but a service organization set up to provide water to its customers within a specific area. The customers don't have a choice. They must do business with you if they want water. They can't call or do business with anyone else. To this end, for the good of the district now and into the future, as a public agency, it's hoped that contact with your customers is done in a professional and courteous manner. Your reviews are the public's only window into your public relations department. They appear to tell a different story. The reviews for the last 5 years from the district's website in the neighborhood's blog called Next Door show a disturbing trend going from nice work guys to an extremely rude, condescending, bullying attitude, which is a public agency, the board should have serious concerns. And I'll just point out a few examples, but I'll pass these out to the board. Let's see, this was off your website 3 years ago. The comment was, always friendly and helpful when we do business. Great customer service. Here's 5 years ago. So helpful. Every time I call, they're friendly and informed. My water cover broke and they fixed it within hours. This was 4 years ago. We have done a few projects for River Grove Water District. They have good office communications. We enjoy working with River Grove. This was 3 months ago. The office manager, Janine, should not be allowed to answer the phone. She's so rude and condescending. Having stuff like this makes it uncomfortable for our community. This was another one off the blog site. We moved into the neighborhood and already had two extremely negative interactions with River Grove Water District. And another comment, on both occasions I interacted with them, the staff was extremely rude and condescending. Rudeness and unhelpful beyond measure. Another comment, John, the field guy was awesome. The office staff was not. One more here. This was 6 months ago off your reviews off the website. Referring to Janine, she was helpful on assisting us with the process. However, she was terrible phone demeanor. That's a way of making you feel stupid, very short with the conversation, very intimidating. She must be good at her job, but you need to have qualities to represent the water district with somebody that knows how to communicate professionally over the phone with the paying customers. Anyway, It's all here, a few more comments. I will pass these out to the, board. There you go.
Thank you.
Are we ready to move on?
Yes. The review and approval of minutes. Any corrections or additions to our minutes?
I guess the one thing that I would note under the chair report, subsection B, there's an allegation of a violation of public meeting law. Given the contents of the chair report that were discussed, there was not a violation of meeting law. There was no discussion or deliberation on the item that was presented in subsection B of the chair report.
Okay. You want, what do you want done with that?
Let's see here.
Do you want to bring it back next month?
Oh, I'd like to speak on it, too. I did call a point of order because it was a violation. It wasn't on the agenda, and things were talked about that weren't published in advance on the agenda. And so it was a point of order. Commissioner Johnson also stated it was not on the agenda. The proper procedure, according to Robert Rules of Order, is to call a point of order, and I stand by that. There was no place that that was on the agenda. So a proper procedure was to call a point of order. Discussion then ensued a little bit more, and then it stopped, and then it was told to be agendized for this agenda. So I stand by that, and the minutes reflect that, too, in the recordings.
So ORS 192.640 states, specifically under public meeting notices required in describing the agenda, it says the notice shall also include a list of the principal subjects anticipated to be considered at the meeting, but this requirement shall not limit the ability of the governing body to consider additional subjects. This is not a material item the board deliberated on or voted on. I didn't introduce the resolution and have a lot of discussion on it and have us vote to adopt it in the same meeting. That would be a violation of public meeting law because it wasn't advertised in a prior meeting agenda.
But we never got that far.
Exactly. We never got that far.
All right.
But you introduced documentation. He passed out a resolution, and he also passed out questions from the for the auditor. And so those were not documents that were afforded to the public in advance. They were not included as part of the agenda. And according to the rules, they have to be. You're not allowed to discuss and introduce documents that the public has not have an, has had an opportunity to review. And so that's why it was, Commissioner Johnson stated it was not on the agenda. I stated it was not on the agenda. And that's why those items were added to the agenda for the November meeting. And it wasn't an emergent situation. You just can't bring up topics and start discussing them that aren't on the agenda. And the public has a right to know what's going to be discussed at the meeting. And that is why the Ethics Board is taking measures starting effective in January to make sure that boards are doing that. You'll also notice that, like, you know, chair reports and stuff like that, that's not the flavor of the month anymore because boards, not our board, I'm saying, were violating that by bringing up things that the public wasn't aware was going to be discussed. It's not voted on, Commissioner Howell. It's discussion as well. And so
there was no material discussion of the proposed resolution. It was I specifically stated in the meeting this is information only. I did not invite any deliberation into it.
It doesn't have to be deliberated on. It's the discussion that was brought up. And it was brought up that you had the recording documents, everything. So it was brought up. There was, you brought up that you had been working on a resolution, et cetera. You also had brought up about the other questions for Russ, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
I did call a point of order, and I stand by that point of order. It absolutely violated. There was nothing on the agenda for that. It would have been different if the board had started the meeting and someone had moved to...
So let's stop here a second. Does this say what happened at the meeting? We're not here to debate whether somebody's right or wrong here. We're here to decide whether the minutes are correct in terms of what was stated, period.
Yes.
And this is what happened, in my opinion. And I'll move we adopt the minutes as drafted.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
And I will abstain since I was not here.
Okay.
All those opposed?
I'm opposed.
Okay.
And I vote no.
Okay. So we have 2-2-1, and the motion will fail. Not fail. It just goes
doesn't
nowhere.
Pass.
Yeah.
So we're not going to pass in minutes then?
Nope.
I'll tell you what, I'd like to take a fresh perspective at it. I'd like to review the recording from the meeting, and we can bring this up as maybe an agenda topic for next month's meeting and discuss.
Call it old business then?
Mm-hmm. Call it old business.
Fine.
All right.
So motion?
And is that your motion?
Pardon me. So I move that we defer the review and approval of the minutes for October 23rd to our December meeting.
Mm-hmm.
To allow time to review the meeting recording.
Is there a second?
A second?
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. All those opposed?
I'll abstain.
2 abstentions and 3 yeses. So the motion will pass. We will have this on the agenda for next month.
Awesome. Very good. I'd like to request a copy of the recording if it's not available online.
It will be available online tomorrow after this meeting, as it always is.
Oh, I'm sorry, the recording for the October meeting.
Again, it will be posted online after the meeting like it always is. It's always posted. If you go there, you'll see September, all the different August.
So October's there now?
It will be after the meeting tonight.
Oh, okay.
It'll be done tomorrow morning. That's how usually how we do it.
Next, my mouth is not working. Next item on unfinished business is the general manager's annual performance review.
I'm sorry.
Wait a minute. We
got
item 4.
General manager's report.
The general manager's report. Okay.
All right, the board had approved at the last meeting for the main replacement. The scope is being forwarded up to Business Oregon for them to review. The generator 1 replacement installation is completed. It's closed. You'll see the total project cost is $166,678,000. We have started the Oregon Health Authority service line inventory. I briefed the board about this in the August and September meeting, where we will start. We've built our database, very comfortable with it, and the water operators will start going through the district to identify any of the lines that are lead service line. You know that the EPA is driving this, and this is going to be a very, very popular and intense subject in coming months through the EPA. I don't know if you recently saw the article about Portland having a high lead rate. So this is why the EPA is doing it throughout across the nation. It's just not targeted here for the state of Oregon. We anticipate having this done by April 1st. That's our goal, though it's not due to the state until the 16th of November in 2024. You'll notice shutoff rates at 2.6 delinquency, and we will be shutting off water on the 29th of November for those delinquent account holders. If you look at the finances, the only thing I had on the finances is that I'm continuing to increase our ACH transactions. As you know, ACH payments are more secure. They go through a clearinghouse process that keeps everything confidential. More and more businesses are doing that. When I started at the district, we had about 5 accounts. We now have about 58% of our accounts paid through ACH, and I hope to have by the end of January all of our accounts on ACH. The only ones that will still pay by check will be those capital improvements, any type of emergencies or time-sensitive transactions. Those will be continued to be generated by paper checks.
Janine, can you do, is that procedure applicable to vendors, like so we buy more water meters or something?
Absolutely. Okay. With anybody. It's going to include our engineers, everything. I mean,
really?
Absolutely. Okay. And it's the best, most secure means. You know, that paper checks, you know, they can be, confiscated in the mail. They open it up to our checking account numbers, our routing numbers. And if you'll remember, 2 years ago when the board wanted the old way that we did the financial transactions posted out there, I vehemently objected to that because we used to provide the checking accounts and deposits account, and no thought was given about our routing numbers being out there, our account numbers, et cetera, and that's just not done. I mean, in the financial world, it is stressed about ACH transactions, and that's the safest and most secure way to go, and our district should be in compliance with that. So I'm proud of the steps we've taken. I said about 58%, and hopefully by January we'll be at 100%, with the exception of what I had said, emergencies, capital improvements, in any type of time-sensitive transaction, or an ACH payment wouldn't be feasible, proper to do in that case. Were there any questions on the district report or the finances?
One question, the SDAO dues, those are based on size of, trying to remember how that was done, because I know everybody pays different dues. So.
And they've been increasing due to, everybody's increasing just due to increasing costs of doing business.
All right. Thank you very much for that. Let me scroll back here to the agenda.
Chris, would you like a printed one?
I would.
There's one right here on the chair.
There you go.
Thank you.
Takes me too long to go between them. Okay.
Can I get a copy of that? Printed? Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that finishes unfinished business.
No, general manager's report.
Yes.
No, we're at unfinished
now business. Now we're there.
Yeah. All right. Resolution for signing authority for banking and other financial documents, and that is Resolution 2023-04.
So you had forwarded Commissioner Howell's questions to the auditor?
Yes, and I received no response from the auditor.
You received no response from Russ on that?
Zero response to 2 emails.
Okay.
So I have no explanation.
At the last board meeting, the board asked me to call him and email. So I did call him. He responded back. He needed to check that he didn't think he had received anything. I forwarded it myself to him. I had to retype this because at the time I didn't have this in an email format. And while I was retyping it, I have an issue to bring up before the board.
Okay.
I think that as a board and each commissioner that serves on the board should do their due diligence and have their facts accurate. And if we're going out to our subject matter experts and we're asking their opinion, then the data that we're providing them in which to base that opinion needs to be accurate. So in here, Commissioner Howell had put in here that I had served as the finance manager for the district, and I continued in that capacity until about 4 months ago. So that would have been somewhere around July of 2023, And then he said, I hired a part-time employee, but when she left, I performed the functions until now a finance manager was hired who's only been in the role for 2 months. That is absolutely incorrect. I hired a finance manager back in June of 2022 who served in that capacity to April of 23 when she gave her 2 weeks notice because she wasn't interested in going into a full-time position and I decided to transition to full-time. I advertised the job and now the current finance specialist was hired within 3 weeks later. She had to give her notice for her job, which I very much respect and appreciate that when employees do that, because the chances are that they'll do that for us. And she's been in that position for over 6 months. So there has been a finance employee in that position since June of 2022. And the duties that they are hired to do are the full gamut of duties. It's identified in their employment letter that they sign and accept, and it's also identified in their employment position description, which they review and sign and accept that. So the biggest part of their jobs, of course, as everybody knows, are the accounts receivable, the accounts payable, and the monthly bank reconciliations. And so that's out there now because it wasn't, you know, vetted. It wasn't screened to make sure the information was accurate. And I think that that is basically unacceptable. If we're going to ask questions and we're going to present material, then it needs to be factual. And the overall operations and manager of the district, that's what you employ the general manager for. So I think in the future, moving forward, I think if any commissioner wants to send something to one of our subject matter experts, it should go through the district and be sent out by the general manager, where the general manager can look at that and correct anything and get with that responsible party and say, okay, did you mean to say this? Because this is factually incorrect. And then, you know, there's payroll records, et cetera, that back that this up. But so now that's more disinformation that's out there because I had to post this. And it's inaccurate. That's all I can say. It's inaccurate. And I think that we all have to be careful with what we say because words have consequences. And so for somebody out there, that is a very, bad look for the district not having a finance or me doing this, and it's totally incorrect.
What can we do to correct the record, Grant?
Well, suggestions? I think a couple things here, if I may. First of all, Jane, you're welcome to pick up the phone and call me when you read the email. If I made a mistake there in terms of the statement of fact, you're welcome to call me and have a discussion with me on that.
I didn't read the email, Commissioner Howell. You sent the email to Chair Roth for her to send out to the auditor. I didn't see this email until, again, this was another document that you handed out at the board meeting in October. Mm-hmm. So I never had a chance to see it until after the fact when all the other board members saw it.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's like almost putting the horse or the cart before the horse. These things need to be vetted. You're talking about district policy procedures. And if it's incorrect, it's incorrect. And this is incorrect. And it's not just by a few dates. It's flagrantly incorrect. I have not been performing duties as the finance manager for almost 18, 19 months. And we've had employees in that position. And I think we all have to be accountable. And I'm including myself in that for things that are said and things that are published. That's all I'm saying. There needs to be accountability, and there has to be the quest to provide the most accurate information that we can present. The public deserves that. They deserve nothing less than that from us.
Well, what can we do to correct the record?
That's okay, well, I think what we can do to correct the record is I'd like to take what Janina said tonight and incorporate it in a reply statement to the email in which, so honestly, Janina, I think that the date of 2023 was probably a typo because, let me see there.
There was no date in there of 2023. No, you just made a blanket statement that Janine previously served as the finance manager for the district until being appointed the general manager. She continued to serve in this capacity as finance manager until about 4 months ago, when she was able to hire a part-time employee to be the finance manager. When this part-time employee left, Janine performed the functions of finance manager until she hired a replacement who has been in the role for 2 months and has performed the duties accordingly.
So where you said 4 months is more like 16 months.
Sure. Okay.
And where you say that she's been hired and been there for 2 months, she's been there actually over 6 months. That she just passed her her time frame to receive our retirement benefits, which is always something that the employees look forward to.
Okay, well, I would like to at least acknowledge Janine's statement and the fact that my framing of the questions to Russ was perhaps I was a little misinformed. So I think it's reasonable to acknowledge that the statement that I made, I didn't have all the details when I asked the question. So I'm happy to acknowledge that. The other thing is in the future, I'm happy to bring questions before the board and present them before I send them to Chris to send along to the auditor. I thought that by doing so and sending it to Chris, we're supposed to direct all of our questions to the board chair. And so that's what I did. I thought that's what we agreed upon. So if we're unhappy with that, we want to change that in the future, that's fine.
Well, this was something that I'm thinking that questions to me should involve policy or resolutions,
okay.
That sort of thing. I had no expectation that I would be involved in providing dates for when people got hired. So that's my position.
Okay, yeah.
And I again stress that if we're talking about district management and policies, who knows better than the daily policies and management of this district other than your general manager?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's your job.
Exactly. And I take pride in my job, and I try to do my job very well. So I think in the future, it would behoove the board, if people have their questions, et cetera, that they come through the office and they're verified at the very, very least. Because, again, we're asking them to give us their professional opinion, but they're, providing that based on inaccurate information.
So did I allege any wrongdoing on your part, Janine, in that email with the question?
I'm not saying that you alleged
improprieties.
I am not alleging that you did, that you said anything about improprieties. That's not what I'm saying. What I am saying, and I repeat, that you mispresented the employees that have been employed here doing the financial management. That is the only thing I'm saying. And you did.
That was based on my perception of the situation.
Right.
So,
again, your perception, so, Commissioner Howell, you've been on the board for 28 months.
Mm-hmm.
28 months.
Yeah.
So if you were going to draft this email, do you think you could have called Janine and said, hey, Janine, can you give me the quick rundown on who's been employed for how long? I'm drafting an email, to the chair. I want to make sure I have my facts correct.
Sure.
You have a responsibility to due diligence.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of your main jobs as a commissioner.
I agree. Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
And that's all I'm saying.
Have we resolved this satisfactorily?
Well, if it had been me instead of Grant who made this error, I would have apologized to the chair and to the general manager. That's mea culpa, but you choose not to do so.
I haven't not chosen to issue an apology yet, Larry. Mm. So, yeah. So, I guess I apologize for the lack of context in which the email had been written. And, I'll work to do better.
Okay.
So.
Thank you.
Where were we? Resolution 2023-04.
Yep. That's our next one.
Okay.
So the authority for banking and other financial documents, that is resolution 2023-04.
Which we saw last month, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Did it require any revisions? Or was it
Well, it was my perspective was contingent on getting some questions answered from the auditor. It sounds like the questions were submitted to him and there was no response.
Right.
And it also sounds like there were some objections to the subject of the email. So, yeah, I guess that's where we're at.
So my response, Chair Roth, is that Jared Siebert and Pollard have been our auditors now for 3 years. Mm-hmm. And so if there were some procedures going on that they felt were not in the best interest of the district, they're required by law as their profession to report those. There would have been material deficiencies in the audit report. As I said, we've gone through now two audits and then the special audit, so three audits without any type of discrepancies, any type of remarks. You forwarded the questions, you said twice. I know that I forwarded the questions, and I retyped this in its entirety so there would be no changes in any of the questions or wording. Mm-hmm. And Russ has still not responded back, and I can guesstimate why. I mean, I don't know for a fact. And so I would ask the board that based on there not being anything in audit reports or any concerns that he brought up, and we've all said Jason Siebert Pollard is an outstanding auditing firm, that the resolution be moved.
Okay. Yeah, I think we can move it. If anything comes up after we finally get a response back, we can always change it. I don't think it serves the district to not have this resolution approved at this point.
So this basically just says who can sign stuff, right?
Yep.
Basically, mm-hmm. Yeah.
I move we adopt resolution 2023-04 as drafted.
I'll second that.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any other comments? All those in favor say aye.
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 No.
Nay.
Okay. Motion passes 3-2.
Okay.
General Manager's annual performance review has been tabled until next month.
Point of order, will that be conducted in executive session or in a general?
That's up to the employee.
Have you figured out yet?
I had stated open session.
Okay.
But I may change my mind. I mean, I have plenty of time.
Yeah.
So I would let you know before the agenda is published.
Okay.
I mean, before you approve it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So unless something is stated to me, it will be an open session. We are on to new business. Water Service Ordinance number 2301, and that is to be proposed to be passed by a voice vote only, since it's already been discussed. Yes.
I'd just like to make a comment. I got several calls about this, and the calls were all basically saying, thank you for posting around the neighborhood that we were able to, we never knew this kind of stuff was going on before. We don't, you know, we don't get the paper or whatever. And so the postings around the neighborhood was a great job well done by staff to get that information out there. People, you know, basically they just said, what are you doing? I said, well, we're adopting how we operate basically. And so I said, if you have any questions, give Janine a call, and they just said thank you, but they really liked the posters. It's interesting, when I started my career as a planner, that was what we did routinely, is post stuff, you know, all over the place, and then it kind of went away from that, you know, because of electronic stuff and this and that or whatever. So I had a big smile on my face when I saw this, because I hadn't seen something like that in a while, but that's what we used to do all the time, so.
Yeah, and I think for really important stuff, that makes sense, but for the average ordinance we pass, I don't know that it is.
No, but this has got a financial piece.
Yeah, and it's the meat and bones of what we do.
It's the components of everything the board does. Yeah.
My only, I wouldn't call it a complaint, my only comment was when I came back into town from the airport and I saw this thing, notice, I stop to see. I had to get out of my car to go read the damn thing because I couldn't read it from the car. So use a bigger font and a bigger sign or something next time. Other than that.
Right. So you all know, on the board, I'm sure you've passed ordinance before by law. You have several ways to notify your public. So it went into the paper, of course, and then it's going to be published twice in December. And the signs are only required if you don't do the paper notification.
Yeah.
So, you know, Chris, something that as being chair of this board has always, you know, instilled in me, transparency, 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 Janine. So we made the signs. They were the biggest font that we could do off that copier. And so, but you do have to, by law, put different things on your notification in the paper or a sign. And that's why but it was the largest we could do. And so by law, it's only required to be posted in three places. We did it in eight prominent places that, again, I had learned since I've been at the district what's considered, because I don't live here, mm-hmm. what, you know, citizens consider the eight prominent places within River Grove. And you're right, people don't get papers. So knowing that, and it's on the website as well, and it's on signs at the building. So we totally maxed out or saturated the possibilities to make our ratepayers aware of it.
And certainly by the response that I think all of us got, all the commissioners.
Yeah, we got calls at the office too, Chair Roth. People were very, very interested and very actually complimentary.
Yeah.
And it took about 20 minutes per phone call, sometimes a little bit longer, because people really thought that these were about rate increases. And then in educating them that rate increases are in April when the budget committee recommends, mm-hmm. they learned a lot. And people were just very, very good comments. I'm told that something was posted out on Facebook as well as Nextdoor.
There was a picture that was fairly large, and that was sent out with the comment, anybody know anything about this?
Right.
And there were, surprisingly, some correct answers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
which
pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, it was kind of nice.
Well, I thought it was nice because I was here at the district when 1901 was passed, and I could be wrong. I just don't recall ever receiving, any phone calls on it. Mm-hmm. So, I was welcome. Plus, yeah, with the people on the website, yeah. So I think that was a win-win for the district.
Good.
I'm glad. So, water service ordinance. By title only, I will read this now that we're not going to read the whole ordinance. 23-01, is there a motion to approve?
Move that we approve 2301 as presented.
Is there a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded by two commissioners and all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
It is unanimous, and it passes.
So, point of order,
yeah.
When is it effective then? Now we got to go through a...
December.
The clock has to run for a while, right?
Mm-hmm. It's... this establishes regulations for the district water system, authorizes services and fees...
when does the new fee structure kick in?
After our next meeting.
December.
Okay.
December 18th.
That's my question.
So we are forwarding this to be passed at the December 18th meeting.
Okay.
Okay. Now.
So, I'm sorry, point of order. When I said the motion, I said to approve, but if we're not approving it.
No, we're forwarding it.
Okay.
Yeah,
so should it have said that we are... forwarding the decision until
if
next meeting?
You would like to correct that? I'm
and I
probably
would go
welcome.
With that, so just
okay.
Go ahead and just make that
friendly amendment.
Okay.
Friendly amendment.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Friendly
basically,
amendment.
We're approving the draft to go out for final review.
Because your chair misspoke.
No, it's okay. I just, when you said that, I said that we should get that right. So,
yep.
Friendly amendment for acknowledging it is a, not an approval, but a delegation to approve it.
Okay.
Meeting.
Okay, so Chair Roth, actually the motion needs to be so it's clear, and this is a legal document. We want to be absolutely clear in all of our motions. The first motion that I believe Commissioner Howell is and how it needs to read in the minutes, there was a motion that the reading of the proposed ordinance 2301 be by title only. Does the board agree with that?
Yeah. Okay. That's what we voted on.
And then, right, and then the second motion should be that the review has been made and the motion is to forward it to the December meeting where it will be adopted.
Okay.
Do we need a motion for that?
Grant, say so moved.
So moved. Thank
I'll
you.
Second.
Okay. And then I'll write it we'll as.
Yep. Any objections?
No.
Okay. We're done.
Did you want to call for the vote on this? Oh, I just see no objection. You're good.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Anybody who wanted to vote, no better vote than. We are on to executive session.
No.
No. The resolution okay. of the.
So we can cross that off.
Yeah, resolution 2023-05.
And we can do the reconvening because that never happened.
No, Chair Roth, we're on, still on, we're on resolution 2305.
Oh,
under
I'm
section
sorry.
New business, yeah, okay. six.
All right. Resolution 2023-05, performance evaluation of the general manager.
So I just have this as a draft. It's not labeled 2023-05.
Yeah, mine either.
Which is, that's okay. fine.
The reason it's not because I didn't know of resolution 2023.
No, that's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay.
So
okay.
it will be 2023-05. I wasn't going to be presume anything. But this is what it would be.
Okay.
Okay, now I've got to pull mine up because I didn't bring a copy.
Got a hot. Got a hot.
Oh, thank you.
There you go. So,
oh,
it's okay, Jim.
Question. So, the dates all should, in my experience working for the state, your evaluations are all focused on your date of hire, from a date onto that. And if you want to change that, you've got to take a formal action to change the official date of hire. So, is that how this works? Okay.
That's my recommendation. So it's called your anniversary date.
Anniversary date. That's exactly.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I just want because I wasn't catching that here, but
right.
But that's and I know that you know for example my anniversary date was September so and so way back when, and they wanted to square things. So I had to go through a whole process and change my anniversary date by basically rehiring me or something is what they
I
did.
See.
So it's a kind of thing. And so I just wanted to, I remember that because I was shaking my head, but that's the human resources bureaucracy. So
sure.
So.
Bureaucracy must be respected.
Well, there's probably some legal reason to it. So I just needed to understand. I thought they were trying to rip me off a 6 months pay or something, but no, it wasn't had anything to do with that. So.
Sure. So that's good context to know. In my experience of administering and receiving performance evaluations, it's always been done on at the end of the financial year for the organization. So I have no problems amending this to state on the general manager's anniversary date. Our board policy handbook says annually. It doesn't specify a time.
Right.
So and Janine actually raised some really good points in an email to me. Janine, do you mind if I bring those up for the board, seeing that it was sent?
No,
are you
not
good
at all.
With that? Okay, super. So she had some great feedback on this. She thinks this should be incorporated into the board policy handbook under section 6.3 for board member conduct with the general manager. Subsection E, you know, we could add a heading that says performance management review. So I think that would be, I think it's a great suggestion. Rather than adopting it through resolution, I think we can amend our board policy handbook to provide more structure with the process for that. That's really my goal of this, is to give us a little bit more of a structure and a timeline so everyone has the same expectation and we can complete it in a timely manner. Because I think that's been a challenge in the past, and I think that we can work together to address that.
I like that because we've steered more and more things towards the policy book. That's kind of the playbook, so to speak. And in my experience with resolutions is... they happen once and then they're kind of, you know, the Board of Agriculture has this whole book of resolutions. After they're adopted, people forget they're even there.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
A policy, the handbook is, that's our go-to
easy to
thing.
Reference.
That's our playbook. So, so okay.
That's the most current version.
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So then.
Yeah, just call it as the most current version.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want to...
So what I would like to do is I would like to take the contents of this resolution. I'd also like to take into account Jean's feedback that she's provided.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to write an amendment for the board policy handbook, share that with the board, and we can discuss our next meeting, or we can discuss in January. It's not something it's not an emergent thing we have to deal with right now, but I think we do need to provide more structure moving forward in advance of the next evaluation.
Which won't change the December evaluation.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, no, it won't change the December evaluation. Mm-hmm. So, and there was some other feedback that was provided in regards to timelines. So I think I'd like to change some of the timeline on the proposed resolution. Like one of the things I think says 72 hours and indicated it would be easier if there was a little bit more time built into the schedule.
And just do it in days.
Unless there's a problem, this can we target it for January? We got a lot going on.
Yeah, absolutely.
Stuff, so, okay.
Yeah. So there was some other feedback in terms of the evaluation form itself. Does the board mind if I also take a crack at amending that to incorporate some of Jeanine's feedback?
I don't. Worth taking a look at. I mean, I agree. For example, I did see the statement about A, B, C, D.
Yeah,
we went away from that 15 years ago.
Right. Yeah.
So, now it's no exceeds, mets.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't like that either. But that's what they do. I get these things about. Yeah. Yeah.
And you want to keep it on a Likert scale because it is. It's very important to you know, have that, you know, two high extremes, an average extreme, and then the two recommended improvement extremes.
Yeah, no, that's that's exactly what I've seen over the time. How it's evolved, I guess, is the word.
Yeah.
I mean, how things have evolved into this.
And I really highly recommend a flow chart. That's what most companies do.
Mm-hmm. I think we do a flow chart that has dates on it. And the other thing that I'd like to do is to put, and I don't know, Chris, I'm not trying to step on your toes here, but if we could put a calendar together at, like, let's say the beginning of the year, right, and we put the dates in of this one, this is when, you know, we need to request the general manager fill out, you know, their self-evaluation, this is when it needs to be shared with the board, to kind of give us some structure with that.
That's a good idea.
And, you know, that's really what Workday does now, when you use Workday.
Oh, you're talking about the Workday, the software?
Yeah.
Oh, you guys have it too.
I hate it, but that's what it does.
Yeah.
You know, everything's right in there. It just pops up,
inbox.
You know, yeah.
Yeah, so if you don't have Workday, I think we can create essentially a sample calendar schedule that we can agree to for the following year and incorporate the general manager's anniversary date in that.
We're not big enough
if
for
that's
Workday.
What we want
to,
yeah,
I don't
no
want
way.
To pay for that, man.
Oh, I don't think they even offer a product we could use. So, but yeah, I think if we do that and create a calendar and then have a flow chart that kind of explains the process, it makes it clear to everyone. I think those are great suggestions, and I'm willing to spearhead that and write it out and present it at a future board meeting. So
that would be good.
So that would be presented in January then?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. I propose that.
Yeah, because December gets to be worthless.
Yeah. And honestly, it would be my expectation that we come and discuss, not necessarily adopt it as been presented.
Yes.
So
I think that's
definitely want
idea.
Everyone's input on it.
Yeah.
So
when do you think you'll have the thing together you could just pass out for information?
I mean, I would probably want to send that to either Jeanine or Chris for distribution.
Yep. But when?
When?
How much time do you need to turn the crank?
Take what you need to get it done right, okay?
I mean,
do we have to push? So, in other words, when you're done, then get it to, is what I say, Larry, instead of...
I mean, if you want to date
on... We have to keep amending
it
every time.
I want to hold his feet to the fire. I want a deadline.
Okay, if you want a deadline,
I'm a consultant. I live by deadlines.
Dang engineers.
I'm used to deadlines, too, so it's all good. Let's say I'll get it to... So, board meetings are on Monday. So why don't I get it to Chris? Well, let's see. The Monday before a board meeting is a holiday, right? It's MLK Day.
Yeah.
Right? Am I thinking my 2024 calendar correctly in my mind?
Right.
Okay.
Well, when is
I can get it to you the Friday before MLK Day.
Okay.
That way you can have time. I don't know if you want to do it during the week or on the weekend, but that way you can have time to distribute
matter.
It.
When
sure.
Retire,
and then,
they're all the same.
Okay.
Okay. January 15th is MLK Day.
Okay.
The 15th is MLK Day?
Yeah.
Okay. 15th is MLK Day. I want to tell you what, Chris. Why don't I get it to you on the 15th? Because, oh, no, I'm sorry. Our board meeting is on the 20th. I'm looking in December here. Sorry. 15th, yep, it's MLK Day. Okay, so our board meeting is on the 22nd.
Uh-huh.
So, Chris, why don't I try and have it to you by, like, Tuesday the 16th? That allows for plenty of time to prepare the agenda and get it put in the board package.
You can't get out any sooner than that.
I'm going to be honest with you, Larry. I'm taking time off at the end of the year from work. Mm. And I have a lot of work stuff in January that's coming up.
I see.
So that's kind of the
limit of my time right now. I would just like see a little more headspace between the time it's sent out for us to review and the meeting.
Well, if we have to push things back, because the week of the 15th, I'm out of town 4 days. Board of Agriculture's meeting. So, I get it.
Sure.
You have no choice about that.
Get it done the next month and the phone.
Well, Keith, you did your deadline, but we'll just consider it in February.
Oh, yeah, that would be my suggestion.
Oh, yeah, no, we're not. Yeah.
Yeah, no, it wouldn't be to adopt it in the January meeting. That's not what I would propose. Okay. We would come and discuss it, because I'm assuming there will likely be tweaks or changes to what's been presented, so we would have time to do that and then adopt it in February. That would be my proposal.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, if that sounds good.
So, make any red lines in January, and then just we'll discuss the red lines.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
So, and it won't be a resolution, it'll be an amendment to the board policy handbook.
Are we ready to go on to the next?
I think we are.
I need to interject, and I apologize in the board report. At the last meeting, and this was part of the meeting minutes, the board asked me to draft a letter to the City of Lake Oswego City Council informing them of the Resilient Backbone Water Main Replacement Project. The board had voted to have all commissioners sign it. So I have...
So commissioners to commissioners.
Letter. Right. So I have proposed that if you want to read it, and then we can have it signed.
Okay.
But it needs to be read. It wasn't part of the board package, but it was part of last month's taskings for the general manager.
You want it read out loud?
Yeah. Okay. You have to.
This is a letter to the Lake Oswego City Council dated November 20th, 2023, and it is regarding the Resilient Backbone Water Replacement Project. Dear ladies and gentlemen, the River Grove Water District was recently approved for loan funding for a major water main replacement project as part of the federal bipartisan infrastructure law to advance public infrastructure improvements. The majority of this project is located on Childs Road in an area within a high liquefaction zone. This area is a critical component of our distribution system since it unites the upper and lower zones. The proposed improvement is projected to start in the fall of 2024 and encompasses two specific areas within the district. Replace and upsize 1,700 linear feet of 6-inch asbestos cement pipe with 12-inch earthquake-resistant ductile iron pipe on Childs Road, starting from Canal Road to Southwest Indian Creek Avenue. Upsizing from a normal 10-inch pipe to a 12-inch pipe will also provide more capacity if other crossings within the system fail. The second area of the project would be to replace 670 linear feet of 10-inch asbestos cement pipe with 10-inch ductile iron on Indian Creek Avenue from Childs Road to Dawn Street. Since the project involves major improvement on Childs Road, there would be interest in the city installing a sidewalk along the area that may have already been identified for future enhancement in Lake Oswego's transportation plan. While we understand there may be challenges with park development and floodplain issues, we wanted to present this opportunity for consideration. We look forward to the possibility of Lake Oswego's role as a cooperating agency on this project. If you have any questions or would like to discuss the project in more detail, please contact our general manager, Janine Casey, followed by the office telephone number. Very truly yours, and all the board members are named.
Could you provide us a copy of that right now?
Right now?
Before the If, before we leave.
We need to have it signed, and then I will be glad to provide a copy.
Okay.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Let's do it that way.
Just go ahead and sign. And,
so since
and, if, and if the signature, since you all wanted to sign it, you can make it, please, above your names. And I did want to add that I had reached out to the engineering department, because normally how this is handled is you would go through the engineering department. So I touched base with a representative, and I'm told that it was very ironic that we were presenting this, because it actually was in, like, Oswego's transportation plan. Unfortunately, there's been a new charter signed by the citizens that very much scale back and restrict
natural areas,
park land development, as well as would be challenging the floodplains. Mm-hmm. So what I was asked to do was go ahead and forward the plans up, which I did, and I let them know that we would be, the Board of Commissioners would be formally presenting a letter to the City Council. So when the City Council sees this, then they're not, you know, going to, you know, be, you know, surprised. And also a City Council, like a board, they're not going to go rogue and take something that you've submitted without going through their engineering and transportation.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So it was on the transportation plan, which I found very interesting.
It's been and on
I
for
was,
years.
I know, and I was told, you know, but the charter is recent. And since I'm not a citizen of Lake Oswego, I don't know when the charter that the citizens put
this
forth.
This last election.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so it's making it very, very difficult. And so the sidewalk would unfortunately have to infringe on parkland. And that's what's going to be a real...
That's not necessarily true.
According to the engineering department at Lake Oswego,
well,
it is.
No,
so,
you go from the base of the existing road template.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of... if you, one way of constructing it would be to add onto it on mm-hmm. the park, and it's parkland on both sides. You could also build a retaining wall and go straight up mm-hmm. and not increase the footprint, and that would eliminate additional
that
impact.
Causes extreme flood problems.
This may
way.
Not conflict with that ballot measure though, because it was targeted at these types of projects that would be promoting new development. In other words, opening up an area. And in fact, uh-huh. the city's getting sued right now because they're allowing a line to go through Waluga Park up to a new proposed partition.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it's, you know, whereas this would just basically be replacing an old line and the like. So it may not fall within this, but that would be something we'd want to talk to the city about.
Yeah, but yeah. this opens the door, and I think it's the right tone, the flavor that we want to present, and it gets the ball rolling.
The only thing that's not mentioned would be nice to say, this is going to require extensive closures of Childs Road.
Well, let it get in. Wait till the utility permitting on
that,
Larry.
Yeah.
Don't
no.
give him a heads up on that. I'm not saying don't give him a heads up on that, but that's part of utility permitting when we go to permit the work and do it. That's not something we have to worry about with City Council.
Yeah, I think we're not engineers here. I think this gets the point across.
Right.
I mean the board is not engineers.
Collectively.
And so we just need to get across the point that we got this project coming up, get it on your radar. And
yep. And I would like Chair Roth to get that letter signed tonight, because it has the environmental component of, you know, sidewalk, et cetera.
Yeah.
And that's what really is driving the IFA board when you can bring different type of components like that into your project, even though... The infrastructure finance advisory board so in that scope,
as little as we
so
can say
it's
as
yeah, so yeah. that stage. Would be a very big addition. And I would like to get that package up to Oregon Business or Business Oregon by Wednesday.
Okay.
So I would like to get that signed tonight.
Yeah.
Do we need this on our agenda though to discuss it, since we're...
It was on the board manager's report. If you go to mine under the water main replacement grant project.
Oh, okay. So it's inside the board materials. So we're good then. Since it was
we're absolutely good. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. So
that's the one of anything that will draw some blowback from a number of organizations or city boards.
Thank you, Jim.
And there also is back somewhere in the archives a copy of the purchase of Bryant Woods Nature Area on the west side.
Yeah.
That was done partially with federal funds.
Really?
Yep. And so any federal...
There's a nexus for compliance
yep.
with federal law.
Yep.
We actually got some water in that.
I'm sorry, Gina, I didn't get a chance to.
I know
sign
we
that.
Do.
In fact, I think I remember I was mm-hmm. walking the dock through there and I saw one of our valves leaking and I called Janine mm-hmm. and said, you better go out and check that. And
there you go, Sherry.
And guys got right on it.
Yeah, I was out there this week and there's no leaking yeah. valve right now. So
good.
I've got to start doing that more because now with the new canine or bacteria that's yeah. going around, Woody doesn't get to go to the dog park for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I like the idea of putting the city on notice that, hey, we're going to be in your right of way.
They've got a lot of unfunded projects on the TSP, though.
They're all unfunded, it seems.
I mean, yeah.
I've appeared before them twice at their annual mm-hmm. face-to-face meeting saying, we got a serious safety hazard on this thing. There's people on bikes all the time. Tonight, coming over here, I had to mm-hmm. dodge a jogger, and it's getting dark.
Yep.
And it's
they
unsafe.
Wear glasses on the park.
You know, I was walking the Tualatin yeah. River Trail this weekend over in Tualatin, and a lot of it's raised boardwalk.
No,
and,
I haven't.
And it's the way they made it, it's for bikers and for surprised. Walkers. It's yeah. there's a great example of what could be done there. It's a beautiful
I think
trail.
So. I think so.
There's
yeah.
trails at Black Butte Ranch that are like that, yeah. too. Okay.
All right, we're done with everything.
Executive session, employee relations. This is stuff, this advisory letter.
So the public, and I need to shut this off. Public needs to be excused.
Oh, I'm sorry. Gentlemen, I have to ask you guys to leave during the executive session.
Okay.
And if you want to hang around outside, then you're we'll welcome do. To come back.
Oh, that's good. Well,
thanks for coming.
Yeah. Thank you both.
So,
going into executive session okay. at what time, Chair Roth?
We are going into executive session on employee relations. Which is ORS 192-660, paren 2, paren B.
At 5:36.
At 5:36.